Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We have some incredibly disturbing breaking news. Donald Trump seems to have asked Pete Hegseth and the Pentagon to prosecute Senator Mark Kelly for his video about not following illegal orders. This headline reads, Pentagon threatens to prosecute Senator Mark Kelly by recalling him to Navy service. Being recalled means that under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the military has the power to temporarily bring back a retired officer, in this case, a naval officer, Senator Mark Kelly, and a retired astronaut. But they can temporarily bring back a retired officer so they can be tried under military law. In this case, he's being tried for this innocuous video with Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Representative Jason Crow, and a few others. And in this video, they are simply saying, you must refuse illegal orders. This is America 101. You don't swear no to a king or a dictator or a president or a single person or a single branch. You swear an oath to the Constitution. Over and over, the Constitution is what you follow. So if a president were to give you an order like, hey, assassinate my political opponent, like for example, if Joe Biden were to give an order to kill all Republicans, I think Republicans would want the military to refuse that order. In the same way that if the roles were reversed and Donald Trump said, hey, military, go hang this politician, like Donald Trump has said before, then the military should refuse that illegal order. So we're going to play this video in just one moment so we have complete moral clarity. But I think it's really important to go through the post from the Department of War. By the way, it's supposed to be called the Department of Defense for a good reason, too, because we don't want to be posturing. And when we fund it, it's supposed to be called defense spending. We're spending on the defense of our country, not war spending. You wanna fund war spending now? Before we read this, looking at Donald Trump's Truth Social, it is like a schizophrenic kingdom of all-night meltdowns. Like, all night this guy is melting down. He posted 21 hours ago this photo on his Truth Social. It says, the Democrats' video appears to be an active call to action to our military members to defy or take out our duly elected president. What are you talking about? It just says do not follow illegal orders. You must refuse illegal orders. It says you can't just laugh it off, conservatives. We have to stop tolerating the Demsurrection. And this says the Democrat Party has become the party of domestic terrorists. This is stochastic terrorism coming from the highest level. Donald Trump then reposts Glenn Beck, who takes it to the next level. Democrats just told our military not to follow unconstitutional orders while admitting none exist. Why is this a big deal? They knew and know that the message wasn't for our soldiers. It was for the global leadership. Bro, what are you talking about? If a video like this were aimed at Putin's military, we'd assume Russia was unstable or nearing a coup. The only reason, let me be clear on this, the only reason you should be worried at somebody saying that you don't follow illegal orders is if you plan on giving out illegal orders. We continue. Alyssa Slotkin admits Democrats lied. She never admitted Democrats lied. Donald Trump then posts this AI photo that says, TikTok, TikTok. These like acid trippy AI photos that get worse and worse. He then posted this one. It says time to obliterate the deep states. He's literally, we call this schizo posting. It says do it, Q, on his shoulder right there. So he's trying to signal to QAnon, the deep state people. He then put nothing can stop what's coming from Spiritual Street Fighter 17. I'm glad the president of the United States is up at 3 a.m. reposting Spiritual Street Fighter. This is literally what people in high school would post when they want attention. So then Yashar Ali breaks the story. Breaking, the Defense Department says it may recall Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain and astronaut, and refer him to court-martial proceedings for appearing in a video where he urged service members not to follow unlawful orders. Trump continues posting. He reposts someone who said, go get all those traitorous sons of bitches for sedition at the very least. Those pompous, traitorous communists should be impeached and prosecuted. This is incredibly sick rhetoric coming from the President of the United States. And remember, a few days ago, he reposted someone who said, hang them, George Washington would. So in one breath, Republicans are like, hey, why would Donald Trump, what makes you believe Donald Trump would ever give our military divisive or illegal orders? And then Trump's response is, yeah, we should hang these people. George Washington would. Let me play you the video, then I'm going to read the statement from the Department of War. I know I've played this video on the channel multiple times, but I think it's very clear that we have clarity on what was actually said in this video, because Republicans are trying so damn hard to muddy the waters. Like, most Republicans think that in this video, Democrats call for Trump to be, like, taken out or whatever.
Lissa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Don't give up the ship. Oh, God forbid some service members, former service members, tell our current service members, quote, we need you to stand up for our laws, our Constitution. That spurred a response from the President of the United States that mimics that of a schizophrenic meltdown. Hang them. George Washington would, he said. Tick-tock. Tick-tock, he posts from Spiritual Street Fighter. Time to obliterate the deep state. Oh, I didn't realize all three of these posts are from the same person. And we find this account, it is going to resemble that of it. Like, look at this. Q, the Great Awakening. What is coded in your DNA? This is some crazy stuff. And now, they're bragging that Trump posted their memes and using that to legitimize their kooky conspiracy theories. Okay. To wrap all of this back up to the more important topic, the Department of War says, quote, official statement, the Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly, USN, retired. I mean, are these serious allegations coming from Trump? They have to be. Quote, in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other applicable regulations, a thorough review of these allegations have been initiated to determine further actions, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuring due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceedings. The Department of War reminds all individuals that military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ for applicable offenses. And federal laws such as 18 U.S. Code 2387 prohibit actions intended to interfere with the loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline of the armed forces. Good order and discipline should not include following unlawful orders. So their video, by definition, is fine. Senator Kelly's statement should not be controversial. The Uniform Code of Military Justice itself, that the Department of War keeps referring, the UCMJ itself says that service members must disobey illegal orders, not should disobey, or maybe should think and consider disobey. No, must disobey illegal orders. Because imagine the alternative. Imagine if a president ordered the military to jail a political opponent. As I said earlier in the video, if you're talking to a Republican, just ask them, what if Joe Biden ordered the military to jail all Christians, all Republicans? That might get their head thinking, wait a minute, that's not so good. Imagine if a president ordered troops to fire on civilians like Donald Trump almost did during his first term. Imagine if they ordered the Navy to seize all voting machines in blue cities to tamper with the vote. In every one of those scenarios, the law is clear that the military is obligated to refuse that. So when Pete Hegseth then tries to recall a United States senator for correctly reminding service members of their legal obligations, it kind of only boosts the theory that, hey, the military needs to be reminded about what happens when unchecked power grows and grows and grows. And the, like, while all of this is happening, Trump is saying, hang them, only bolstering the argument that this needs to be, there needs to be moral clarity at the end of the day. I'm going to leave it there. I'm super sick after my last trip. If you made it this far in the video, comment a blue heart, say, hey, Adam, I'll see you on the next one. So make sure you're subscribed and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.